The University of Maine system faces a $90 million deficit by the year 2020, its leaders say, unless it keeps pursuing a painful, long-term process of cost-cutting and consolidation of services across its seven campuses. Last year saw academic and other programs cut at the University of Southern Maine and elsewhere. A total of 157 jobs were eliminated system-wide, too. And officials have had to tap more than $20 million in emergency reserves to balance both last year's and this year's budgets.
We must do better for our students.
Representative Diane Russell, a Portland Democrat, graduated from the University of Southern Maine.
I had an amazing education at the University of Southern Maine, and I will not stand by and watch that educational institution, my alma mater, implode simply because there's a lack of engagement and trust.
Russell made this vow as she introduced two bills before the legislature's Education and Cultural Affairs Committee, measures that she says will increase engagement and reestablish trust between the system office and USM. One would direct the State Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability to review and audit the system's finances and governance practices and report back to the legislature next January. Over the past year, faculty and students at USM have questioned the financial calculations used by the system office to make its case for the program cuts and faculty reductions. Russell says allowing OPEGA to take a look would increase transparency and trust.
Having a common set of facts that folks can look to and say, you know what, there's no bias here, whether it's on the side of the administration or the side of the faculty and the students, all I'm asking for in that respect is a common set of facts.
But system officials say the facts are not in dispute.
University finances are subject to substantial and continuous internal review by campus presidents, CFOs, and budget managers, as well as the system office.
James Page is UMaine system chancellor. The system's board of trustees, Page noted, regularly reviews all budgets and includes some of the state's most financially knowledgeable leaders from the public and private sectors. In addition, the chancellor told the committee, system finances are regularly examined by outside groups like Standard & Poor's, which reviews the numbers as part of their bond rating due diligence.
A complete and separate audit of the scope and scale contemplated by this legislation would be redundant and resource-consuming, as my staff would have to turn its near full attention to meeting its timeline.
Two other measures, meantime, would ensure that more of the precious funding from the state go directly into classrooms and lecture halls. Professor Susan Finneran heads USM School of Social Work. She says the department's elective offerings have been steadily shrinking.
This has caused us to restrict any growth in the school. We are expecting retirements in the near future, thus continuing this trend of offering fewer class sections, increasing class sizes, and reducing overall course availability to our students.
Only more resources flowing into the classroom will halt this trend, says Finneran. Representative Diane Russell's other measure would provide for larger funding increases for the system over the next 3 years. But the problem with that, Chancellor Page told the committee, is that it would merely delay many of the painful decisions that are unavoidable if the University of Maine is to get its finances under control and become sustainable over the long term. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.